Nolte, Clint Eastwood blasts fake news in Richard Jewell trailer. By John Nolte on October 3, 2019. As Breitbart News reported back in April, the fact that Oscar winner Clint Eastwood was circling a movie about Richard Jewell was no accident. With our fake news media currently on a rampage to overturn the 2016 presidential election with a relentless caravan of lies and fraud, Eastwood knew a timely subject matter when he saw one. During the 1996 Summer Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia, 34-year-old Richard Jewell was working security when he discovered a suspicious package. Risking his own life, Jewell evacuated the area before the bomb went off. One person was killed in the blast, dozens were injured. But were it not for Jewell's bravery and instincts, the death toll would have been unthinkable. What happened next at the hands of the FBI, the national media, and the late-night comics was one of the most disgusting episodes I can remember. Because he was white, because he lived with his mother, she was ill, because he wanted to be a cop, and because he was a Southerner, the feds, the media, and the Jay Lenos targeted this hero for personal destruction. Working hand-in-hand with the deep state FBI, the media smeared Jewell as a pathetic, mama's boy who planted his own bomb so he could be a national hero. And the late-night comics eviscerated him as a fat, dumb, southern-fried mama's boy. Gee, any of this starting to sound familiar? This very public torturing of Jewell, this destruction of an everyday man without a hint of evidence against him, went on for nearly three interminable months before the monsters were forced to admit they fingered the wrong man. Eastwood's movie arrives in theaters December 13, and as you will see in the just-released trailer, he pulls no punches. Jewell fits the profile of a lone bomber, a representative from the fake media says. A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero. We're running it, says her editor. Running it. Based only on a profile. No facts. No evidence. No proof. Nothing concrete. Just narrative, 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 just bigotry and hatred toward another. Anyone getting George Zimmerman Covington kids Darren Wilson Duke LaCrosse Brett Kavanaugh University of Virginia Russia collusion Ukraine hoax flashbacks? There was no happy ending to this story. Jewell successfully sued NBC News and CNN, sound familiar? But he died aged 44 having never completely recovered from being twisted into a national pariah and joke. One happy ending would have been our media learning a lesson. But as the 20-plus years since prove, the media's destruction of this innocent man was just a test run. God bless Clint Eastwood. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.